crisis, then we immediately after we start, we're going to start speaking by yourself and then finances. We want to overview on finances, then we will take questions after that, and then we will move to program 1, 2, and 3.
An example of that is when we discovered that there was more money we also discovered that the implementation did not talk to the needs of the people that we had. And in some aspects, did not talk to the skill set that we had in the organization. And we needed then, from then onwards, to find ways and ways of getting the business right. We then started off by applying for violence during the annual adjustment process. We then moved some money from goods and services to compensation of employees, because we reprioritized the funding to make sure that we fund all the approved vacancies that some of them were not funded. We also then from that process onwards, that is when we then started feeding the vacancies that we had. We then introduced the moratorium on overtime for programs 1 and 3, which is mainly administration. We also cut down on travel and accommodation and wellness assistance, because we believe that that was not the travel for business, especially for programs 1 and program 3. We also cut down on the utilization of aging vehicles. And we are still reviewing the transport policy, still for chamber. And we are negotiating with unions to encourage their members to utilize subsidized vehicles. Because what was happening all along is that we would do one budget. We would budget for motor vehicles, other goods and services, the start of the aging vehicles, and also budget for motor vehicles and the compensation of employees as part of the subsidized vehicle scheme. So that on its own was problematic, because when it comes to spending, what is it that you spend on? Because if you spend on the one, that means you cannot spend on the other. And most of the issues that we have raised were already corrected. But basically, before I go to that slide, is just to say, when we look generally at our performance as an organization for the past year, especially given the fact that it was the first year of the implementation of the IT Act, and some of the things were trial and error, the performance was not that bad. But we admit that we did have serious problems at the beginning, especially those that talked to structural changes and changes in people's job descriptions and the need for people to be trained after they've been upgraded from certain positions to positions of investigators. And we see change as a process, and as a result of that, we developed the change management strategy, which guides the kind of things that we need to do going forward to make sure that we arrive where we are supposed to be as an organization. And we had to put systems in place to manage the change, which we have already started, but I'll go through that. But basically, last year we spent the whole year to set targets and determine baseline. And in as far as that is concerned, we have achieved that particular strategic objective. And we have also established new units to support and complement core business risk investigation. And in the main, the unit where corporate governance is the one that is to assess us with the quality of our investigation. We also picked up capacity of investigation when we did the reprioritization and movement of funds from goods and services to compensation of employees. All the positions that we funded as a result of that process were positions for investigation. And we will start with our businesses because it was not at the program level before. We also improved compliance with legal and policy framework, and I think the AG findings attest to that. We have corrected most of the issues that I just raised above that we have identified last year. Most of them have already been addressed in the current ACP, the 2013-14 ACP, and the 2013-18 strategic plan. So most of the issues that we have raised, they have been addressed. We have aligned planning and budgeting processes. The only thing as part of our change process that we still have to do is to align our organizational structure to the budget structure. Because what we needed to do first was first to align our functional structure, how are we organized and how do we organize support within the organization, and then link to that from then changing the budget structure, and then the next phase would then be to change the organizational structure so that it talks to the budget structure and the functional structure of the organization. And we have aligned our budget to the need of IT, but we see this also as an ongoing process, because next year we still have to address violence. This year being informed by the principle that we had last year on the basis of the cyber attack plan. And we hope that probably from the financial year 2015, most of these issues should now reach a state of normality. We have sorted out the misallocation of funds, but unfortunately, it only appeared in the APP for this current financial year and the report for that in the next year. And we've also sorted out the misclassification of budget and spending items. We have continued with cutting spending on non-core activities and items as part of the cost-cutting measures that we introduced. We have also developed standard operational procedures to bring up the regulations that were developed in the previous financial year leading up to the implementation of the IT Act. And it is done in order to ensure that there is uniformity and standardization in approach and investigation. We have also developed a training manual for investigators to ensure consistency so that what is done in the respective is also done in the knowledge case and investigators understand what is happening. Because remember to recall that during the ICT environment, Western could do things differently from other provinces, and other provinces also do things differently from the rest of the provinces. And we then thought it makes sense for people to know when they go to IT, what their expectations are the same because the processes can follow that. We also developed investigation guidelines. We call them executive director guidelines. Those are issue specific. As and when issues crop up that we did not anticipate, we then have to make sure that we develop guidelines on how to deal with those kind of issues as and when they occur in the future. And we introduced various training interventions for investigators on the expanded mandate. Most of our investigators were trained in various aspects of their investigative work, but the details of that will then be presented when the topic is presentation. We also investigated high-profile cases and intervened in Keto Mena and Marikana, and these are cases that we never anticipated, we never planned for, we never budgeted for, but we needed to make sure that we get into the investigation. And the ripple effect of that is that then when we take investigators from their places of operation, the work in their offices is left behind because there is nobody to attend to it, because we needed to make sure that we have enough capacity in this particular area where these high-profile investigations needed to take place. We have also implemented our expanded mandate. We investigated all the issues that are listed in Section 28 of the ICS. We have engaged with various stakeholders on various issues, and examples being the FIU on various investigative approaches, the public protector on measures that they refer to us, and some of the measures that we also refer to them to investigate on, and how we can collaborate with each other. And also the State Security Agency with regard to blessing, because we still do not have an interesting and as well as SAC on the recommendations that we refer to SAC, and already have a draft MOU with SAC on how I'm going to deal with their reporting obligations, and the fact that they also have to give us feedback on issues that they've taken based on the recommendations that we made to them. The FDA on various cases and the civilian secretariat and his mandate. We have also undertaken a number of community outreach and radio campaigns. We also established a satellite office, one in Victoria for the Gauteng office, and one in Kwantlanga for the Mpumalanga provincial office. And we also received an unqualified audit opinion from the Auditor General. Chairperson and honorable members, we admit that we did not spend all the money that was allocated to us. And in the main, that was due to the savings that we effected as a result of the cost-cutting and cost-saving measures that we introduced. And also as a result of the delay in filling most of the senior management positions and the budget that goes with those positions. And delay in procuring satellite offices that we had planned for, an example of that being George. And even the Mpumalanga one, we had budgeted for it. We did not have to spend the money that we needed to spend because we got office accommodation almost for free currently from the provincial government of Mpumalanga. And also what we discovered as part of the investigation that was done and led paying a lower amount, which is the rate that we were paying for structure as we were advised by National Treasury. So that is what led to the to our inability to spend most of the money, because it's quite a large amount of money. And also the review of processes by Peter, because the AG, we are seeing, has raised the issue that the system that we have introduced needed the IT solution, needed to be checked and verified by Peter to check whether it is complied with all the requirements for IT security. So we then paused on that particular one, and we are able to spend the money thereof, because we could not continue with the enhancements that we have planned until Peter has finalized the assessment of the And also delays in procurement of some furniture and ICT. But in the main, we just now to go to workload, and of course this means is that we received a total workload of 7,277 in the previous financial year, or we had a total workload in fact of 7,277. In that, we had 6,728 new cases that were received, and 549 of those were carried over from the ICT environment. And we were then able to complete 3,963 of the 7,277 cases that we had all in all. We admit that we did not meet this particular target of allocation of cases within 48 hours. We only did that on 86% of the cases that were allocated to us, and this is one of the issues that the AG has picked up on. But we have now collected within the new APC, because looking at the process that is involved there, we then believe that it would be in the best interest of our stakeholders and the organization if we extend the time frame from 48 hours to 72 hours. So that the few days to take out we just go to the strategic objectives for the financial institutions setting or those objectives that formed the agenda of the previous financial year public awareness campaign. On that one we have achieved this objective. Up to date policies and guidelines, this one we have not been able to achieve it. But we have addressed it in the current financial year. The case management system, I have indicated that we have achieved to that target, and the target due to the fact that we did not necessarily finalize the verification of the system by CETA within the financial year 2020. Budget spending, this one was not achieved because we did not spend all our money. Stakeholder management, we have achieved this particular strategic objective. Recommendation report, we have achieved this one because the innovative recommendation report for investigations that we have done. Feedback report on investigation, this one we achieved, but feedback report on recommendation, which is the feedback that we get from staff, we have not achieved this one because we did not get feedback on all the cases or recommendations that we have sent to staff. The other thing is that we had set ourselves up last year to reflect indicators and targets for investigation of the measures that were created in Section 28 of the ICT Act. That we have achieved, we have set the targets, we have set the indicators for that. And the setting of targets and indicators for legal support and investigation advice services, we have also achieved this because this was a new program, and we achieved the setting of targets and indicators for that. When we go to the service delivery objectives and indicators, we find that the strategic objective of case management system and the indicator there was a percentage of cases allocated within 48 hours, the target was 99%, with our performance of 86%. It indicates that we have not fully achieved this particular one. And the number of statistical reports generated on the number and type of cases investigation, recommendations made and outcomes thereof, the target was 19 and the performance was 18. The target was based on an incorrect interpretation of the Act. We have now corrected that in the 2013-2014 APP. On completed investigation, here the target was to determine baseline And so this particular target has been achieved. On the number of backlog cases, the target was to reduce it to 663, but the performance is that we reduced it to 236. So here we have achieved, we have exceeded the target. On recommendation report on additional recommendations generated within 30 days of completion of investigation, research of all completed cases, and yet the performance was about 1,040. This we also found that when the plan was started, there was also a misunderstanding of the operations and the work of IT. Because yes, we do investigations on all cases, but it does not mean that in each and every case there was to make recommendations for disciplinary action against staff members. Because there are some of the cases that we discover at the end, or at the end of the investigation, that they are not facilitated. You cannot make a recommendation that anybody should be disciplined because there was just no evidence to prove that there was any wrongdoing on the part of staff. But we have now corrected the interpretation and we corrected the target in the 2013-2014 APC. On the issue of criminal recommendations generated between 30 days of completion of investigation, the target here was all completed cases and the performance is 1,088. Here also, the target was set by people who did not necessarily fully comprehend and understand the processes that are involved in investigation. As I said, with regard to the recommendation for the criminal hearing, in investigating a case, you discover that there is no evidence to prove that there was any contravention of any legislation by any party member. You know, there are many recommendations that there should be prosecution or anybody should be prosecuted because there's just no evidence. So we have corrected the interpretation now and we've corrected the target in the 2013-14 APT. Feedback report on investigation. Here we are talking about feedback regarding outcomes of investigation, so feedback that we give to our clients and our complainants. We said of all those cases and we have met the particular target. Just by way of comparison of the workload to completed and closed cases, we would see that Western Cape would still have more workload than all the other provinces, because they had 1,701, and followed by Gauteng with 1,417, and then Free State with 1,010. With regard to completion, the one that is leading there is Free State with 898, followed by Gauteng with 600, and then by Western Cape with 598. With regard to closed cases, we discovered that Free State also closed more cases than all the other provinces, followed by Northwest with regard to the closure of cases. Chair Person, through you, if I can just end there with the overview.
Finance, continue please, and then we'll take questions to Mohawk. My concern is your overview goes into the details of the programs. So I might, when we get to questions, ask them to focus on finances first, and then when we get to program one, focus on program one, and what the executive director said on program one, send the program to the program, please. Finances.
We'll be taking you through a review of the annual financial results for 2015, looking at the areas of budget allocation and the in-year adjustments that were effected, as well as the expenditure. in terms of your budget and economic classification, initially, in terms of the appropriation, compensation has received 48.8%, the services were sitting at 48.7%, transfers were sitting at 1.7%, the machinery and equipment were sitting at 2.9%. After the in-year adjustment, the final appropriation for compensation increase was sitting at 62.6%, Worker services had reduced to 43.1%, transfers were sitting at 1%, and machinery equipment was sitting at 3%, and there's also 0.2% which was allocated for your research and all. In terms of what contributed to the in-year adjustments that you've just seen in the table presented, firstly, there were in-year adjustments from worker services to compensation of employees as a result of the in-year budget analysis. And this was in order to fully implement the organizational structure of 349 posts for 2012-13, as well as to accommodate your higher personnel remuneration increases than what was initially budgeted for. In terms of transfers, the increase there was to find unplanned payments of leave the company and settlement for that were effected due to employees who had resigned from the public service. And the machinery and equipment increase was to find anticipated commitments at that date in terms of machinery and equipment, as well as the minimum increase in financial assets to fund that date that was due. Overall, the department spent 171.4 million off its final budget appropriation of 197.8 million, which resulted in under expenditure of 26 million, or 86.6%. If you go to the next slide, it just gives the context of the 2012-13 expenditure. The expenditure which was spent by 151 million was spent on core activities. During this financial year, it was also the introduction of cost-cutting measures to avoid spending on non-core activities. And the budget allocations amongst others were also prioritized to conduct your public awareness on the director's mandate and function through the community outreach events, the media campaigns, as well as the establishment of satellite offices to increase public accessibility. However, it was noted that the establishment of earmarked satellite offices could not take place due to the delays in procurement processes, which were also conducted in conjunction with DPW. There was a delay experienced in the filling of senior management posts, including the appointment of 9 provincial heads, which resulted in underspending in compensation of employees. There was also underspending on budgeted office and IT equipment for the appointments which have not been made. But there have been measures which are put in place to address above, which includes the regular monitoring and update of the recruitment plans to address the filling of vacancies, the regular monitoring of procurement plans, as well as regular engagements and follow-ups with the Department of Public Works. Looking at the quarterly spending trends for 2012-13 per program. In the first quarter, the program should have spent 25% of their budget appropriation program, but the overall total expenditure was sitting at 17%, which means that there was a shortfall of 8%. Administration was sitting at expenditure of 17%, investigation and information management sitting at 16%, and legal services was sitting at 10%. In the second quarter, the program should have spent 50%. Overall, expenditure was sitting at 38%, which means there was a shortfall of 12% at that date, with the spending per quarter also reflecting on that table. In the third quarter, the department should have spent 75% of its budget appropriation to date. The special expenditure was sitting at 16%, with a shortfall of 15%. Program 1 was sitting at 65%, investigation and information management sitting at 57%. And legal services sitting at 40%. And then, as at the end of the third quarter, cumulatively, the department should have spent 100%. The department has spent 87% of the actual expenditure with a shortfall of 13%. Administration sitting at 81%, investigation and information management sitting at 92%, and legal services sitting at 72%. If you look at the quarterly spending trends per economic classification, at the end of the first quarter, should have spent 25%, compensation was sitting at 20%, business services was sitting at 14% with no movements in machinery and equipment. At the end of the second quarter, there was the publisher has spent 50%, compensation was sitting at 43, services which was sitting at 36, with 36% and 4% under insured equipment. At the end of the third quarter, the publisher has spent 75%, compensation of employees was sitting at 66, services was sitting at 56, transfers was sitting at 79, machinery equipment at 4%, and payment financial assets at 71%. And then at the end of the fourth quarter, compensation of employees was sitting at 92%, business services at 82%, in transfers and subsidies at 100%, machinery equipment at 55%, and payments for financial assets at 100%. Further looking into those spending trends, in terms of March flight experience, there were compensation of employees payouts of 1 to 12 during that period, as well as expenditure on user services, machinery and equipment, and procurement and delivery. There were also abnormal flight experience in quarter 3 and quarter 4 for transfers as a result of the unplanned discounting and settlements to the officials who gave the public service. Overall, the expenditure, the program 1, the actual program spending on the allocated budget of 86.5 million was 81.2% or 70.2 million in monetary value, which resulted in underspending of 90% or 16.2 million. Program 2, investigation and information management, the actual spending on the allocated budget of 105.9 million was 91.5% or 97.0 million in monetary value, which resulted in underspending of 8% or 8.9% in monetary value. In Program 3, legal services, the program's actual spending to the final allocation provision of 5.4 million was 77.4%, which translated to 41.82 in monetary value and resulted in underspending of 23% or 1.2 million in monetary value. Overall spending per economic classification, compensation, expenditure was sitting at 92.0% of the final appropriation of 104.2 million, which resulted in under expenditure of 8.2 million. Further services were sitting at an expenditure of 82% of the final appropriation of 85.2 million, which resulted in under expenditure of 15.3 million. In terms of transfers, expenditure was sitting at 100% of the final appropriation. In terms of machinery and equipment, it was sitting at 54.5% of the final budget appropriation, which resulted in under expenditure of 2.7 million. And payment of financial assets was sitting at 100% expenditure. A further analysis of or breakdown of the amount of underspending per economic classification is going to be presented, but just to highlight the high level amount, underspending and compensation of employees is 8.293 million, business services is 15.366 million, machinery equipment is 2.790 million, which resulted in the total underspending of 26.449 million. If you look at the breakdown of underspending for compensation of employees, the 8.2 million, the contributions to these were the following post, the executive director post, which was vacant for 7 months, as well as the chief director post, which was vacant for 7 months, as well as director ICT and director investigations for Mpumalanga. There were also savings experienced due to internal promotion. So the delays in filling of some of the key funded posts, including the ED, executive director, the provincial head, and the program manager investigations and information management, resulted in underspending in the compensation of the employees of 8.2 million. If you look at the breakdown of underspending for goods and services with 15.4 million, some of the contributors to that included firstly the leases. That is the issue of the high amount we could budgeted for, but the expenditure was less. For example, the comparisons for City Forum versus Futura rates that were paid due to the advice of Treasury resulted in that difference of 7.3 million under expense cap. Property invoices were also not billed, but they were approved for disclosed in the annual financial statement. for machine and equipment for $2.8 million. The contributors there were the delayed establishment of satellite offices, as well as the vacancy experience with the provincial health care, and as well as delays in procurement and delivery. The next slide demonstrates the actions taken or planned to avoid the reoccurrence of the stress case that I've just taken you through. In terms of compensation of employees, there's either regular monitoring and updates of the action plan on the filling of vacancies to ensure that the vacancy rate is controlled, as well as officials being appointed in action capacity while assistance is in process to mitigate the impact on ICIT performance. In terms of business services, there's regular follow-up and tracking of the finalization of accommodation for satellite offices, which is done in conjunction with DPW, as well as directors have developed a satellite office strategy, which will contribute to improving the manner in which satellite offices are established, particularly in rural areas. The proposed satellite office strategy will also greatly contribute to the improvements in travel cost pressures implemented. There's also improvements in the systems for monitoring expenditure patterns, as well as the continuous emphasis on cost-effective measures to ensure that funds are spent on the core activities of the directorate. In terms of machinery and equipment, there's the updating of the financial delegation, as well as close monitoring of procurement stands, as well as expenditure on machinery and equipment. The next section of the financial review looks at the audit report received from the Auditor General. The opinion in terms of that audit report is an unqualified audit opinion, but there were specific measures highlighted under predetermined objectives, compliance rules and regulations and internal controls. Under predetermined objectives, the issues highlighted there were around the measurability and usefulness of performance targets, which were not specific, nor measurable. There was also highlighting of performance which could not be measured for 29% of the targets selected as a result of issues of measurability. In terms of compliance with laws and regulations, one of the issues there was the issue of funded vacant posts not being filled within 12 months, as well as employees acting in higher vacant positions for more than 12 months, and payments not being settled within 30 days. In terms of internal control issues, we highlighted the issue of the full implementation of developed action plans to address audit regional query. They also highlighted the current investigation which is being conducted by ASRG on the disarrangement of the
sector. It is due to the fact that the investigation is not doing quality control, nor thinks of about your reservations. But just taking you to page 31. Is it one off the page 33 and 32 is after that? I will take it out of the manager. Continue, please.
The next table looks at the unauthorized irregular purchase and rental expenditure for 2012-13. In terms of unauthorized expenditure, the director did not incur unauthorized expenditure during the year 2012-13. In terms of irregular expenditure, there were three transactions which were reported as irregular and disclosed as such in the disclosure note supporting the annual financial statement. Two were in respect of delegations exceeded and one related to these without pay. In terms of fruitless and wasteful expenditure, an amount of 1,700 rand was identified and reported to the book as fruitless and wasteful expenditure due to traffic fines that were issued to officials using the rented vehicle. That brings me to the conclusion of the presentation of the annual
Members, please, they've said that they're going to come back to Scotland.